Welcome to another episode of Fault on Power, Power System Design's podcast on the latest in power and power design. I'm your host, Alex Pault, and today I've got Case Links. He's the founder and CEO of Green Peak. They make smart chips for intelligent systems, and today we're going to talk about the coming intelligent system that's going to be in your household. Isn't that right, Case?
Yeah. What we are doing with Green Peak is we have a portfolio of chips that will make the smart home a reality.
There you go. Now, a lot of people have been talking about the smart home. When you think of smart home, when Greenpeace talks about smart home, what level of functionality are you striving for enabling?
Yeah, when you think about the smart home, let's go a little bit back in history.
Sure.
Everybody has today Wi-Fi in his house, and Wi-Fi is a very capable technology for distributing content, internet, video, what you have, all through the house. But you know, people really like with their apps to reach into the house to the many other devices that there are as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we are talking about thermostats, we are talking about sensors, door locks, people want to control their light switches, people want to save energy. And, you know, Wi-Fi is a great technology, but, you know, having a Wi-Fi chip and a light switch is a little bit of overkill.
Just a bit.
You know, we have Zigbee. Zigbee is an open standard, just like Wi-Fi,
mm-hmm.
based on an IEEE standard. Actually, Zigbee is low-power Wi-Fi. And we see a future that all these devices that I just mentioned will be connected to the Internet in the same way as your laptop and your smartphone and your game station are connected to the Internet.
Right. Right, and actually, Zigbee is becoming almost a de facto household and smart facility standard for communication because of its simplicity and its security.
Yeah, Zigbee is driven by a set of about 400 companies that are very much behind open standards. It is very much driven by operators. Operators are rolling out Zigbee in set-top boxes, in gateways, in routers. Initially for using remote controls based on RF technology, but essentially for putting the foundation there that you can connect, you know, everything else in your house to that set-top box using Zigbee low-power technology.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So why don't you tell me a little bit about the devices that you currently have to provide this functionality? I'm assuming that there are certain levels of, or do you have chipsets for certain functionality sets? How do you array the product family?
Yeah, we have a product family of chips that address different needs of the different devices. Of course, there is a sort of super duper chip that goes into the set-top box. That chip can run a variety of stacks, a variety of Zigbee stacks, whether it's a meshing stack or a low latency stack, or whether it's in a green power stack, and that kind of all disappears under the hood of the set-top box and enables operators to address all type of Zigbee devices in the home. That chip is the GP 700 series,
mm-hmm.
and that's the basic foundation and cornerstone of a home network for sensor control networks. What we have next to that is a series of chips that that goes into devices like thermostats, smoke detectors, leakage detectors, devices that can turn on or turn off other devices that you plug into an outlet, that goes into door locks. It's the GP500 series, an ultra low power chip. Supporting a very high range with antenna diversity, and is very, very suitable for all these type of devices.
Mm-hmm.
What I really think is the cool one of the family is the 400 series.
What makes it cool?
Series of chips. That is a series of chips for the that supports energy harvesting and the so-called Zigbee Green Power Protocol. One typical example is it goes into a light switch. You flip the light switch, and by flipping the light switch, you generate the energy that powers the chip, sends out the data communication, and yeah, it goes back into I would say sleep mode, but that doesn't apply because there is no battery, so it goes back into dead mode.
Right. Now, I've actually seen some stuff from the N-Ocean group. Are you involved with that group, or are you involved with a different group in the energy harvesting?
We know N-Ocean. We know N-Ocean and the people in N-Ocean very well. The big difference is that where N-Ocean is a proprietary technology owned by N-Ocean, Zigbee is an open standard.
Right, owned by everybody.
With many chip suppliers offering product in that space. So, what you always see in standards is that there are a few companies that get out there early with something proprietary. We have placed our bets on Zigbee as the real open standard that will be leading in the future, and will be complementing Wi-Fi for sensor control networks.
There you go. And I must admit, Case, I am an open source strong advocate. I'm actually not a big fan of proprietary technologies because I feel it restricts the expansion of the availability of that technology.
I mean, proprietary is innovative and gets products out quickly and sensitizes the market. So, I mean, they have a role to play.
That's a good point.
But, like you said, fully agree.
There you go. And so is there, I think there's one device left you hadn't talked about yet, or is that all of the devices?
Well, these are all of these devices, what I can mention is, in case you only want to use a transceiver connecting to a microcontroller, of course, that's also possible. Then that means that the whole Zigbee stack needs to run on a separate microcontroller, which could be an ARM or could be any device of choice.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a GP500 or the 501, and that chip, essentially is capable of controlling the system also from a power perspective. I think that's important to understand. This is a transceiver chip that has the capability of listening to a packet and analyzing whether that packet is something that is worth sending up and waking up its host device for. So if the packet is, addressed to someone else, it just kind of ignores the package and doesn't wake up the device.
Well, and that's
so
great.
From that perspective,
yeah.
It's a... Yep. Cool.
Yeah. No. I think it's that. Cause, and actually, that's very great. And obviously, since we're called Power Systems Design, our audience is always interested in ways to save energy.
Yeah. Exactly. And what we have looked at is actually we are flipping the situation a little bit because normally you would say, okay, the microcontroller is the center of the device, and the microcontroller will decide to be on or off, etc. What we say is, hey, in sensor control networks, the duty cycle is so low.
Mm-hmm.
Probably the duty cycle in many of these devices is less than 1%. Actually, we should have not the microcontroller in the device being the controller, but it needs to become the slave of the communication device. And if
right.
there is something coming in from the network that is worthwhile waking up for, then the communication device will wake up the microcontroller.
Makes complete sense. Makes complete sense, Case. So now, obviously,
but it requires a flip in the thinking of the designer. You have to keep that in mind. It's kind of a different way of thinking about networking and devices.
Right, and system management and all. But it makes all perfect sense.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, since it is a little bit of a learning integration curve, what kind of support do you offer? Do you have some reference designs? You've got some people out there, obviously, to run around and help the engineers get that technology integrated into their solutions?
Yeah, exactly. We have a support staff. We have system development kits. We have reference designs. This is RF, right? So whoever listens, be careful. We have nice designs developed with balanced antennas, and a lot of testing done into it. Usually changing reference designs in the RF fields doesn't go unpunished. Mm-hmm. So don't touch the radio and the radio environment. That's a kind of a heads-up warning. And everyone who is involved in RF development knows what I'm talking about. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, better don't touch it, because you'll find out soon.
There you go. That's an excellent point, Gabe. That really is. So, do you have any closing thoughts for our audience before we end the episode?
Well, you know, one thing that I think is interesting is a piece of technology for designers that is important to keep in mind as well. And it is called antenna diversity. We know antenna diversity from Wi-Fi and from Bluetooth.
I know it from audio, high-end car audio.
From audio. Right.
I remember when Kenwood came out with the first diversity tuners.
Oh, that's what you mean. I think you meant your head. But no, in all fairness, yeah. So what we have invented and what is a key differentiator setting out Greenpeak compared to its competitors is antenna diversity, providing excellent range and excellent Wi-Fi interference rejection. So
exactly.
Our chip works with a single antenna. But designs with a dual antenna provide a very solid and robust, reliable radio link that sets out your product integrated with Greenpeak compared to anyone else.
There you go. And I can vouch for that. A diversity antenna system is always going to out, well, I shouldn't say always, but in most cases will outperform a standard system.
Absolutely.
Excellent. Well, hey, Case, I really want to thank you for coming on, because our audience is always trying to find new ways to move that ball forward and put new functionalities into their systems, because we all want to sell product and make a profit, right? So the better functionality you can put in your system, the better off you are.
We love happy customers with cool products.
There you go. So, yes, thank you so much for taking the time to be with us, Case. We'll drag you back in another few months. It'll be great.
Okay. Hey, thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye. And I want to thank everybody out there in the audience for taking the time to be with us. We wouldn't be here without you. Tell your friends. This is Alex Pault for Pault on Power. Have a great day.